Here's a thought I'll title The Mona Lisa by Microscope. I'm sure there's probably some sort of valid scientific reason for examining the Mona Lisa with a microscope to learn something about the structure of the paint or some such thing. But that's not the normal way people look at the Mona Lisa. Don't they look at it from normal viewing distance? And if we're going to look at it as an art connoisseur or someone who appreciates the artwork, I doubt we're likely to use a microscope. That's going to be a specialist who's studying something very scientific about the Mona Lisa. Well, I bring this up because I kind of feel that way when people examine my prints from what I call nose print viewing distance. If I've mounted an image on the wall and someone walks up really close to it so that they're, you know, as close as they can focus with their eyeballs or their bifocals, I sort of cringe because I know they're not looking at the artwork. They're looking at the technology. They're wanting to see the dots on the paper, or do my files fall apart under magnification, JPEG artifacts, or some such thing. But they're not looking at the humanity of it, at the emotion of it, at the artwork of it. So they have a specialty view. Now, that's okay. I understand. If people who are, maybe they're photographers, maybe they're interested in technology in that regard, and they want to see what can be done. If they want to look at my prints from nose print distance and that educates them somehow about some aspect of the technology, fine. But that's not why I make my prints. That's not why I do photography, to explore the technology. For me, photography is an art. I do it to explore the human condition, to explore my relationship with the world. And if they miss that, I think they've missed everything.